From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor returns to the Senate Judiciary Committee today to answer more questions. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
If yesterday's hearing was a long 7 hours for Sotomayor, it was an even longer day of frustration for Republicans who couldn't seem to get leverage for their critique of the nominee. When they failed to make much headway on her legal opinions, they focused on her speeches and her temperament. Senator Lindsey Graham asked her about the comments of some lawyers quoted in the Almanac of the Federal Judiciary.
When you look at the evaluation of the judges on the Second Circuit, you stand out like a sore thumb in terms of your temperament.
Sotomayor said she does ask tough questions of both sides in a case, and many of her federal judges on the appeals court have spoken up for her on this score, saying she's tough but not abusive in any sense of the word. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
House Democrats have come up with sweeping legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill is both a starting point and a path to success. She was joined by committee chairmen and other House leaders. Pelosi and Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California said the House would pass the bill before the August recess. The legislation would impose penalties on employers who fail to provide health insurance for their workers and on individuals who refuse to buy it. President Obama is pushing the House and Senate to vote on the bill before their vacation break. The president plans to speak about the bill today in a Rose Garden event. The Department of Homeland Security is reviewing the color-coded terror alert system created after the 9/11 attacks. The system has been widely ridiculed and challenged as ineffective. NPR's Jennifer Lutton reports.
The system goes from green, symbolizing low danger, to red, a sign of severe threat of attack. But critics said it was never clear what exactly local governments or ordinary citizens should do during a raised level. Some Democrats said the system succeeded only in making people scared and accused the Bush administration of using it for political manipulation. The alert level hasn't been triggered since 2006, when a plot was discovered to blow up planes en route from Britain to the U.S. Since then, it stayed at orange. In 2007, Congress required DHS to provide more specificity in its threat warnings and come up with countermeasures. A 17-member task force could find ways to do that or could decide to scrap the color-coded alerts altogether. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese stock prices managed only a modest gain today. The Nikkei rose by 7 points, or 0.1%. Oil prices moved above $60 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude was up by 88 cents to $60.40 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game was held in St. Louis last night. The American League prevailed over the National League by a score of 4-3. The most valuable player was Carl Crawford. His catch against the outfield wall turned the potential game-tying home run into just a long out. NPR's Mike Pesca has details.
The American League hasn't lost to the National League in the past 13 years of All-Star Game play. There was one tie, which led to a rule change that awarded home field advantage in the World Series to the team from the league which wins the All-Star Game. That wrinkle was never odder than in this game, because American League starting pitcher Roy Halladay is being shopped to other clubs. If the Toronto ace is traded, it may very well be to a National League team. Halladay and NL starter Tim Lincecum both surrendered early runs, but after falling behind 3-2, the American League added runs in the fifth and eighth innings to pull ahead. Their pitchers kept 18 consecutive batters from reaching base. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
The second in command of Al-Qaeda has sent a warning to the Pakistani people. Ayman al-Zawahiri said that U.S. interference in their country's affairs poses a grave danger to its future and very existence. In an audio message dated July 14th, al-Zawahiri said that the Pakistani people are struggling against what he called a clique of corrupt politicians and a junta of military officers who are fighting to remain on the American pay list. The authenticity of the tape could not be verified. It was released by al-Qaeda's media wing and was posted on Islamic websites that usually carry militant videos and statements. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.